The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
This is the Inferno Podcast, the official podcast of UAB Athletics. Blazer fans, this is the place every week for an inside look into UAB Athletics. This episode is brought to you by Pearl River Resort. Welcome in to the Inferno Podcast. A little different vibe for this week. Season 2, Episode 12. We'll talk about UAB football success in just a moment. But as always, we're brought to you by Legacy Credit Union, the official credit union of UAB Athletics. On today's show, we're going to talk a little hoops. We got a bunch of new players here with Andy Kennedy, and we'll meet a couple of more of them. Jacob Meyer out of Kentucky, at least the state of Kentucky, where he grew up, and Chance Westry, former Auburn player. They'll be stopping by. We'll get to know them a little bit. Obviously, we'll talk about football in just a second. What a huge win in the battle for the Bones. And then, of course, we'll have all the schedule for the fall sports coming up as well. There's the YouTube and socials, how you get the like and subscribe, ringing the bell for notifications, the YouTube, Instagram, however you want to get the Inferno Podcast. You know the list and the drill there. Boy, what a game this past Saturday. You have an interim coach with Alex Mortensen. You have your quarterback, that Jalen Kitna, who is injured. So Ryder Burton, the backup, doesn't even know he's really going to play for sure until Friday afternoon. Then you've got a rival coming in, the biggest rival you have in Memphis, the battle for the Bones Trophy, all the drama surrounding that, and a home game. What could go wrong, right? A lot could go wrong, but so much went right on Saturday afternoon. UAB played with a fire and an intensity that hasn't been seen in quite a while. Congratulations to Alex Mortensen, the entire staff, on how they played. Ryder Burton in a very difficult situation, coming through 20 of 27, 257 yards, three touchdowns, all three to Iverson Hooks, who had 11 catches for 170-plus yards. Just an unbelievable performance. And then we got to hand it to the defense. Although they gave up a late score, they also stopped Memphis from the one-yard line a couple of times inside about a minute and a half to go in the game to help win this football game. So it's UAB's first upset over a ranked opponent since 2021. Just think about that with the circumstances around it. So a lot to be hopeful, thankful for, and just get excited about with that performance. You don't want to overdo it or overreact, but certainly with all those factors coming in, that was an amazing coaching performance by Alex Mortensen and a response from his players. So congratulations to all those guys. We'll take a break. We'll come back, talk a little hoops here. You're watching the Inferno Podcast. Welcome back to the Inferno Podcast. Scott Griffin here. We got two Blazers of the Week this week. We brought a couple of basketball players with us. Jacob Meyer, of course, they're new basketball players. Everybody on the team's new, right? We'll get into that in a second. And Chance Westry here hanging out with us. Guys, how you doing?
Doing good.
We appreciate you hanging out.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. We got an entire new team. We got one to walk on, and then everybody else is brand new. How's that been?
It's definitely been... You know, my team last year was like that too, so I'm kind of used to it. But, you know, we all been hanging out and, you know, being together as a team, and, you know, we're figuring it out all together, and I think it's going really well right now. So,
yeah, what's your take? Yeah,
like Jacob said, figuring out all together. You know, we're all new, so nobody's left behind. We're all learning the same things at the same time, so I feel like that helps.
But as we were talking about before we started rolling, it's kind of come in waves, right? You were in a first wave of three or four, and then you've come in a wave, and then there's guys that haven't been here a month hardly.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting.
It is very interesting.
So how do you try to get a team together, you know, as far as socially and bonding when it's like that?
Yeah, you know, we really, we definitely bond on the court a lot. You know, we all relate to a lot of stuff. We've all been through similar things, especially in the basketball world. So, you know, we just come together with that's on the court, off the court, and, you know, just hang out and, you know, get to know one another, what they've been through, and, you know, go on the court and be together.
Yeah, I feel like same, just be together, even off the court. We go to the volleyball games together, go get food, and just like the team bonding, the little stuff, building trust.
Do you think that's important?
Yeah, it is, off the court too, because
You're just hanging out, right?
Yeah, just hanging out, talking, getting to know one another. I feel like that's big, you know, instead of just always being on the court playing basketball. Like, hey, Jacob, we laugh and have fun at different events other than just practice.
So let's go start with the stories. You came from DePaul,
yep,
right, and moved around. Of course, these days, a couple of moves is normal, mm-hmm, and then Chance can tell his story. But what made you get in the portal? What made you choose UAB?
Yeah, you know, being at DePaul was definitely a dream come true. I grew up, you know, wanting to play in the Big East, especially when Cincinnati was there. You know, I was a big Cincinnati fan growing up. So, you know, DePaul was great. You know, I just feel like, you know, I always wanted to play in the Marriott Conference as well, and I always knew about UAB basketball. So once, you know, Kennedy called, I knew I wanted to play for a legendary coach and, you know, win some games and be part of winning. So
how did you know about UAB? Just
Definitely my dad. My dad knew a lot about UAB. So
really?
Yeah, so when Kennedy called me, he was like, hey, UAB's a great school. Like, they have a lot of rich history, so, like, you should definitely check it out and give them a chance. So I was like, all right. And then took my visit, and I really fell in love with it. So
yeah, what grabbed you about it? Besides him, he's obviously magnetic.
Yeah.
But
I like the Southern vibe, like the South. I like the South. You know, everything that comes with, especially the food, the people. I love it. It's great. So,
what was your story, Chance? Because you started at Auburn, obviously, so you're familiar with these parts, Syracuse, and now here.
Just the like he said, the rich tradition. Seeing like the way they played in the past with their guards and the play style. Just having that freedom to go out there and play your game. And obviously, Coach AK is a great coach, you know, with the success he had with the tournament runs, the players he produced, such as like Jelly Walker and other good guys. So that's what my takeaway was.
It's interesting, right? Because UAB's got this kind of last few years of going to a tournament, but if they don't go to the tournament, they get in the NIT and they really do some damage. So to say that the program is, you know, up here is not inaccurate. There's no lulls, yeah, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know? Obviously, that was attractive, mm-hmm, when you guys made the decision.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about what you have found here off the court, school-wise, you know, facility-wise, and then we can talk about what you're finding on the court.
Off the court, it's just a good vibe. It's real relaxed, great food. And also, like, I go to some of the different events that they host at the Legacy, like the NBA games that they have. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I check out our football team and just, like, Southern Kitchen. I like the great food and just stuff like that.
He mentioned food twice. I think he
Yeah, no,
food.
Southern Kitchen. I meant to bring that up.
There okay. We go.
Yeah, definitely. Like Chance said, you know, going to eat at some spots. Definitely going to the NBA game and just noticing that everyone at Birmingham loves their sports. So it's awesome.
It's definitely a crazy sports town.
Yeah.
All right, so what about on the court? What is so far? I know we're early. We haven't played a game, mm-hmm, yet. Got one Thursday. We'll talk about that. But what about on the floor?
Just like how hard we play, how we click together. It's just not one person. It's all of us. The ball movement, the chemistry.
Yeah, I'd say we're like a really gritty team. You know, we all bring a lot of energy, and we all do different stuff to impact on the court. And like Chance said, since it's one person, it's a collective, so.
Jacob Meyer on that side, Chance Westry on this side. So let's do this. Tell people, if you're sitting here with a group of fans, about your game. Here's what I do, you know, and this is what I, you know, when it's going well,
yeah,
this is what I do, and let us know how that goes.
Yeah, so, you know, my game, you know, I'm definitely a scorer. I like to bring a lot of energy on the court. Definitely like to hype up the crowd a little bit, especially in big games, you know, get some energy and, yeah, just be a good teammate.
My game's very unselfish. I get others involved, but also I can score. And then I'm like a leader, you feel me? I want to get the guys together. If stuff goes wrong, we just fix it and make sure everyone's on one accord.
Both perimeter-oriented or?
Yeah, perimeter.
Can you drive it too? But both
yeah,
kind of perimeter?
Yeah, but yeah.
Dominant?
Yeah.
If from that standpoint. All right, so defensively, describe yourself now.
I would say I'm great on the ball. I'm very active, very aggressive on the ball. I say I'm an aggressive defender, you know.
Yeah, I'm very active on the ball, you know. I like to use my length to try to, like, deflect the ball when someone's dribbling.
So you guys have picked up that that's kind of important to AK.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That and rebounding,
mm-hmm.
That vibe coming off him a little
100%.
Bit. Yeah. He can get that way. Although he was a jump shooter himself when he played. Did that have anything to do with it? Because we've had a couple of guys on say they knew about his scoring prowess here at UAB, and they figured they could maybe get some shooting tips from him as well.
Oh, he definitely gives us some shooting tips.
Oh, really? So get into that. What?
Yeah, so he's definitely big on, you know, your feet, you know, stay wide. You know.
Jacob is his hips.
Yeah. He's always on about my hips. I twist my hips a little bit when I shoot it, but it's an honor just to hear what he has to say about shooting, because obviously he had a great scoring career here.
Oh, so, unbelievable.
Yeah, so I honestly got to listen to everything he says. So,
what does he say to you about shooting?
My base, actually. My base, making sure my feet are wide outside of my shoulders. Not outside of my shoulders, but lined up and just being comfortable, so shooting with authority.
Explain what he means wide. Why does he want wide on the
because
base?
If your feet's like so narrow together, it's really no balance.
Yeah.
So he's watching everything.
Oh, he's watching everything. Every little detail. Every little detail.
Is that attention to detail.
Yeah.
Has both of y'all's shooting improved, do you think, a little bit?
I think mine's improved.
Really?
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool. That's really cool, actually. Does he do that with post players and everybody shooting, or mainly perimeter guys?
It's almost everybody, if
everybody.
I'm being honest.
Wow.
Everybody, yeah. He sees that little detail and helps you fix it, and helps you be a better shooter.
He's a coach. He's going to fix everything.
He's going to fix everything.
That's big time.
Yeah.
All right, so what is the feel you have for this team, just collectively? You know, are you guys tough and gritty? Are you defensive-minded? Are you... You know, I think our guys battle hard. Or just what's your vibe right now? And I know it's early. It's an unfair question because you hadn't even played an exhibition game yet. But just your feel right now.
I think we're going to be a very fast-paced, gritty team. Definitely going to play fast. You know, we have a lot of – everyone on our team's fast. Like, we all are very gritty and fast and all can score it. So, it's just going to be like
– So, you mean running it?
Yeah, we're going to be
getting
running
it out. And
we're going to be up and down.
What about pressing? Maybe not.
Oh, we'll be pressing.
Some of them?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
What's your take?
Just like we all do our own things. Like, we all have good things, specialties. So I feel like that coming in as one is going to, like, help our team go far, you know, with how fast we play, like Jacob said, and just having a good chemistry.
So Vanderbilt coming up, and some people may watch this after the game has happened, but it's coming up this week as we are sitting here taping it. Talk a little bit about playing a name team, and then what you're going to find out about yourself, because you're just playing yourself right now. So it's, you know, you don't really know. You kind of know, but you don't. But when you play another team, obviously, you kind of figure out what's happening, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, this is definitely going to be a game where we're all going to have to find ourselves as a team. More of like, you know, like a situation where things are going right, that's when we find our collective and come together. You know, we're all really excited about this game, and I think it's going to be a big game for UAB, especially for our team, and, you know, get our names out there and get a win. So,
yeah, like he said, get a win is the main goal. Just coming out there, playing together, having fun is the biggest takeaway, and just, you know, listening to coach and being coachable.
But you guys have both played at a big-time level.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to be freaked out or anything.
No.
I mean, we're talking about Auburn, Syracuse, DePaul here, so...
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, no problem.
Just going out there and having fun is the main goal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Plan.
So tell me about some of your teammates. Who kind of has caught your eye? Let us learn about some other guys, too.
You know, I'm really...
What are you looking at each other for? So. Go ahead.
Because he's been answering the questions first. So I'm like,
You know, Evan Chavin, I love his game. You know, he's a pick and pop forward. He can play the three. He's very aggressive on defense. I think he's definitely someone on our team that's going to make a big impact this year.
Yeah. I like Q. Q can shoot it. His energy, he's a big energy lifter, helping us out even when you're, like, in slumps or something like that during practice. He's there, like, come on, you're good, next play, you feel me? Just hearing his voice and just helping us out and playing hard with that energy is going to matter.
So I'm getting the vibe that We're going to see 9 or 10 a game here? I know we'll see everybody play the first game.
Yeah.
But what is your feel for a rotation? Is this going to be...
I have no idea. I have no idea how it's going to be. I mean, I think a lot of people on our team can play. I mean, we have a lot of people.
That's usually the case, yeah, right? Yeah, when you get 12 new guys, yeah, or however many the exact number is.
Yeah. I mean, that play style, how we want to play, like he said, fast. You got to have guys that come in and out
right.
fresh.
Yeah.
Like, so
yeah.
it's just, yeah. that's going to be a big key of helping us get to where we need to be.
And players these days, I think you guys get that. You'd rather play 25 minutes as hard and fast as you mm-hmm. can and have a good team mm-hmm. than to play 35
yeah.
and maybe not be as good, right? Am I wrong on that? Or?
No, you're not wrong.
I mean, you're not wrong at all.
So kind of go into that, why you're good with that.
You know, honestly, because you're going out there and playing hard as you can, you know, help the team win. And that's definitely one of the big things. You know, you're just going out there, putting your all in that 25 minutes as long as you're playing and trying to help Kennedy win games. So.
Yeah, giving it all you got yeah. and then just having, like, your brother supporting you, that next guy, is just staying ready is, like, a big takeaway for me.
Okay. Let's go off the court for a second, and then we'll get into some of our lightning round. What are you studying and why?
I do sports communications, definitely, because I'm actually interested in
media. Get out now. While you can. While you're young. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
I've always been interested in, you know, sports media as well.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be, like, one of the broadcasting. Like, I always loved, like, on CBS or whatever it is, I loved, you know, always wanted to be one of those guys. Mm-hmm. So.
I'm communications and sports.
You're both communications.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do?
I want to touch within, like, the agency, be behind the scenes, like my guy right here.
Yeah.
Just setting up everything for guys like you to speak.
Yeah.
Just make sure everything's
yeah.
straight.
Well, that's cool. It's pretty good. I think it's an underrated communication school
mm-hmm.
here, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
so far.
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Are you doing mainly online, or do you go to some?
I have in-person class, too.
That's kind of cool.
I'm mainly online.
How does that work? How are you going to get to know everybody?
I know. It's
what's the deal?
It's like we have to do a few Zooms. We have a few Zooms, so. Yeah. But
so yeah. you see people on a
yeah.
computer?
Yeah, you see on a computer. Just,
that's personal these days?
Yeah, I go yeah. to class. I just see everybody.
It's better, isn't it?
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah. Come on.
Helps with my communication skills.
There you go.
100%. That is true.
There you go. There you go for sure. Before we go to lightning round, give me a highlight so far in your college career. And by the way, I should have mentioned, Jacob was, we did talk about it a little yeah. bit, the Mr. Runner-Up in
yeah,
Kentucky.
I was.
To?
Reed Shepard.
Yeah. Who we've heard of.
Yeah, NBA player.
So your school was small or
yeah,
big?
Yeah, I went to a small Catholic school.
Okay.
Yep.
What an honor, though, and what a testament to
yeah.
your play.
Yeah, I appreciate that, yeah.
Because Kentucky, I think, if I remember correctly, they view everybody kind of on one scale.
Yeah.
I know you have different classifications,
yeah.
but the awards and
one
teams.
State champion.
Yeah,
it's
one
like,
state champion.
It's like the NCAA tournaments is one.
It's one. Crazy
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
How did you guys do in your state championship?
You know, we didn't make it so far, if I'm being honest, but, you know, because we're always playing, like, really good teams.
Bigger
like,
teams,
bigger
right?
teams, yeah. We're always playing those bigger teams, so.
What did you average in high school?
Like, I averaged 38 exactly, but, yeah.
All right, Chance, does he brag about it all the time? Does it get nauseating?
This is my first time hearing that. I didn't even know that.
So he's not talking about it?
I don't talk about
that.
Nah,
this is my first time. I didn't even know Kentucky even had, like, one state championship.
Yeah. yeah.
You made it to the state championship?
No.
So what about Pennsylvania?
I made it to the state championship my freshman year. And
wow.
I beat Kobe Bryant's record with 40 points in the state championship, but we lost by two.
Dude, you on a record Kobe had?
I beat it. His was 39. Mine was 40.
Wow.
My freshman year.
So you didn't know that either?
I didn't know that.
And I won Mr. PA. Mr. PA my freshman year, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. All-state, I'm assuming.
All-state.
All
first
kind of
team,
stuff.
All-state, yeah.
Yeah. All-state?
Yeah.
First team?
Yep.
All right, so we got two first-teamers. How great is it? Is that your highlight of basketball? Or, I mean, both of you are still
yeah.
young,
yeah.
so you've got plenty of time to get another highlight. But
yeah, my highlight was my freshman year, yeah.
Is basketball in general?
Or? Yeah, total basketball general.
I definitely like college way better. I love college.
So what's been your highlight in college so far?
I'll definitely say probably that big shot I hit last year against Southern Indiana, going overtime. That's definitely probably mine right now.
Have you got one yet?
My freshman year at Auburn. I played a couple games.
So yeah. So just playing in the SEC and having that feeling.
The atmosphere, yeah.
All right. So that's Jacob Meyer at Chance Westry. Now let's go to the lightning round. This is where we kind of ask you crazy questions. It can go anywhere, okay? But you give your top reaction. Don't think about it or, you know. Okay. Well, I mean, think about it, but don't, you know what I'm saying. So just trying to go with it. You both mentioned food, and everybody we have on this podcast mentions food in Birmingham.
Okay.
So give me your top place so far. You both haven't been here long to eat in Birmingham, and why?
No, we always been going to you first.
And by the way, this is a great chance for NIL deals.
We've been going to you first.
What's that one spot we went to?
There's discussion. We need to call timeout. Like Kirby Smart.
Birmingham Chicken and Waffles.
Yeah, Birmingham Chicken and Waffles, underrated spot.
Or where's that?
It's
Birmingham. The name of the restaurant's like Birmingham Chicken and Waffles.
It's something like that. Me and Chance went in the summer. It was.
Does that sound familiar?
Amazing. It's right. A thing.
Jacob's okay. Giving a thumbs up.
Birmingham Chicken and Waffles.
Yeah, it was really good. It's probably my favorite so far.
So far. Yeah. All right. What do you got, Chance?
Mine is Jim and Nick's. I like them little
Jim
biscuits.
And Nick's. Yeah. The cheese biscuits.
Yeah, they're fire.
You go to the south side.
Yep. It's fire.
It's not bad.
I like it.
It's not bad.
And they got some good sweet tea.
Yeah. So you were at Auburn already a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So did you dive into the barbecue and kind of figured it out then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I got to try this spot again.
I got you. So what is your favorite food, not place to eat because you just said that, but your favorite food, period?
I like steak. I'm a big steak guy.
Yeah. I'm a big seafood guy.
Seafood. Yeah. All right. Now, do you guys cook at home?
I do.
What do you cook?
I cook steak, pasta. I cook a lot of stuff. Prime rib here and there.
Yeah, prime rib.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so was this a learned skill, mom help, or how'd you?
Pop's help.
Yeah. Okay. And how did he help?
Just by showing me in my high school years, paying attention.
Oh, so you had to cook a little bit in high school?
Yeah.
So you're looking at him like he's lost his mind. You have no idea what he's talking about.
You can ask Kai. You never heard about my cooking?
You need to invite him over.
Yeah, he's inviting me over.
I'm going to invite him over. I got you.
So you don't cook, obviously?
Oh, no.
Zero?
No.
You eat out every meal?
Sometimes I DoorDash. Big DoorDash.
Yeah. Well, that's eating out, though,
yes,
by the way.
It is.
You're not cooking.
I'm not cooking. Yeah. I'm just...
So don't you think it's a necessary skill to survive in your life?
It is. I mean, I could...
Well, you got a guy right here that can teach you.
I could do some scrambled eggs.
And this is the most I ever cooked in my life. Scrambled eggs.
Right? I make a mean scrambled eggs. Yes.
Eat some scrambled eggs, but...
Yeah.
What's your favorite meal?
Probably... that you can make?
Yeah, let me just hear your favorite meal.
Let me get a steak.
Steak, okay.
What kind of steak? There's like 25 cuts of steak. Are you a prime rib guy?
I can make a good T-bone.
Filet mignon?
A good T-bone.
T-bone?
I love T-bone. T-bone?
Yeah.
You can do that.
Is that your go-to?
Mine's T-bone, yeah.
T-bone, yeah.
Put some butter in there, garlic.
Come on, man. I haven't had food yet. We're all coming to your house to eat right now. That's crazy. All right, so let's get into what do you do to get away from online or in-person classes. We'll get them in person on some of them. What's your cooking might be yours, but what do you do to relax, get away? Basketball was hard today. Kennedy was on me. School's crazy. I got to do this to hang and get loose.
I probably just chill and play some video games, honestly. It's the main thing I do.
Which one?
2K. NBA 2K. Or Madden.
So it's still basketball.
Yeah, or Madden. I love Madden. Ultimate Team.
Yeah. You play other guys? You got homies back in Kentucky you're playing against or what?
It's usually my friends back home, but me and Chance played college football a few times.
Yeah, play some video games.
I beat them a bunch.
Okay.
I'm done playing that guy, bro.
So what do you do? What's your deal?
I just probably go home, chill, take a walk in group, FaceTime my other college mates that play basketball at different schools.
You don't have a dog, do you?
Nah, I don't.
Okay, you're just taking a walk to hang out.
Yeah, just be on the phone like 24/7 with my boys. Just talk.
Are you guys, are living downtown, I'm sure.
Yeah, we live downtown.
Is that deal good? Yeah. Vibe all right?
Yeah. It's nice.
Okay. It's nice. So do you guys read? Do you have a favorite book? Is that the wrong question?
I love music.
Music.
Yeah.
Let's go there. What do you got?
Love some Gunna, Young Thug, NBA Young Boys, SZA, Smooth.
It's jazz. All one. Yeah. One. Any other genres? No.
Either rap, R&B, or like Afrobeat. You know.
Yeah. Something that's constant.
Yeah. Relax the mind.
I got you. What's your go-to?
I'm a big movie guy, if I'm being honest.
Movie. No music.
I listen to like all kinds of music, but. Big movie guy recently.
Give me one.
Oh, shit.
Mission Impossible? We're doing something more than that. That's too mainstream?
I watched recently. It's Justin Timberlake and someone's in. It's like the times on their form. I don't know what it's called. I think it's In Time or something like that.
Anybody help me with that? We're Googling.
Great movie.
I've not heard of that. It's is it new? Movie.
No, it's like came out in like maybe 2009.
So this isn't a Facebook movie.
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
Okay.
It's a great movie. I've been watching the movie.
So is that...
It's In Time? Yeah, movie.
Okay. So you can... That's how you escape?
Yeah.
You're hanging out on the sofa, whatever, and you just want your mind to go while you watch something.
Yeah.
I gotcha. But give me some kind of music. He listed four or five guys. I've never heard of a guy that didn't have go-to music.
I like... you heard of Don Toliver?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like Don Toliver a lot.
He's nice.
Yeah.
So before a game, what have you got on?
Before a game,
or do you not do any music?
I'm going with NBA YoungBoy. I mean, just the beat of it, the hype. You know.
Do you listen to anything for a game or?
Yeah, definitely Don Toliver. Gotta go back to Don Toliver.
Yeah. Is there a reason?
I don't know. Just his music, like him and Travis Scott, they just get me hyped up for a game.
Okay,
just,
so. Yeah. And that's the vibe I'm going for. So you want to be hyped or relaxed for a game? Because some people they're so hyped, they need to relax, right? And then some people need something to get hyped. Mm-hmm. You guys sound like you need to get jacked up.
Yeah. A little bit of adrenaline going.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
All right. If you weren't a basketball player, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
Be a sports agent.
Sports agent?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a possibility when you?
It's always everything's always possible. Everything. You know.
Any reason?
Just because, like, obviously coming from PA, it's a really basketball football town, so it's a lot of talent. Just putting people in the right position.
It's a work ethic place, right?
Yeah.
What would you be doing?
Probably playing football.
Really?
Yeah. I used to play football growing up, so.
But not in high school?
No. Middle school, not in high school.
Right. So you kind of have some unfinished business, you think?
Yeah.
I mean.
Played quarterback back in the day, you know. I ran it more than passed, but I missed it.
Still, that counts.
Yeah.
Right? You kind of miss it. Do you ever wonder, man, what if I had.
Yeah, I do sometimes. Like, what if I stuck with it? Where would I be at right now? Like, watching, like, college games, I'm like, oh, man. Like, it looks awesome to be out there. So.
You didn't have any other sports?
I played football. I played, like, obviously, before I got to high school, you know, I played quarterback. But, yeah.
Everybody's a quarterback. All the athletes are quarterbacks.
Yeah. There's a lot on my body.
You didn't like it?
Nah.
So what grabs you about basketball? Start with you, Chance. What happens on the court or practice or whatever that just it's like, you know, nicotine, man. I got to have it.
Just seeing a ball go through the rim is the best feeling ever, you know. Just something you work at every day and you just see it come from the results you put in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with him. Seeing that ball go through the basket and all the hard work you put in and seeing those results, especially when you play games, just it's awesome. It's just a great feeling.
All right, so not every day is a diamond, right? Yeah. So and even good shooters have bad games. Yeah,
correct.
How do you handle a bad game? Do you just because all great shooters handle bad games, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or great basketball players, I should say.
Yeah, so I'm big on words of affirmation. You know, honestly, say you're going through a shooting struggle, you just talk to yourself. I believe in talking to myself, like, stay positive, like, you're good. and like you said, forget about it and go to the next game.
Next one's going up, right?
Yep. Like he said, just talking to yourself, being confident within you builds that foundation of next game and you hitting shots later on.
Did a coach tell you guys that, or it just kind of your natural inclinations to be positive? Or
honestly, my mom, she introduced that to me, especially at a young age, so definitely my mom.
Me just playing a lot of basketball growing up, you know what I mean? I built that among myself, just being like, all right, next play.
Yeah. So what's your toughest moment so far in college basketball on the floor? Have you had one where it not almost broke you? Yeah. We're not trying to get a sob story here, but where you've had to battle through something, and or maybe it's a few games, maybe it's a moment, you know, maybe an injury.
Just adjusting to the speed, I feel like it's just fast.
The game?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely been a game or two where, you know, I couldn't get my shot rhythm together. And like I said, I just talked to myself and got in the gym and got through it. So,
are you one of those just, I need to shoot 200 a day kind of guys?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What about
just being confident, after, before.
Mm-hmm. Shooting it?
Shooting it, yep.
Yeah. So what do you think of this year as we wrap up? You got a good feeling about a whole new team, new atmosphere? Sounds like you like the food. You got that figured out?
Yeah, great feeling. I'm very excited to get on Bartow, see what that's about, and just play with my new teammates and just gel together and see what it's like.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be an exciting year. A lot of experienced guys, so, you know, I think it's going to be fun. We're going to win some games and, you know, have a great year and hopefully win a championship. So
that'll be good. We appreciate you guys hanging out.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
That is Jacob Meyer, Chance Westry, our two of our new players here with the UAB Blazers. Inferno Podcast continues here in a moment.
If in life, it's a world of possibilities. If you go for a night out with friends. If you can keep an eye on your money along the way. If you know you have overdraft protection with no fee transfers from savings. When you get a low balance alert, it's easier to say yes to fun. If that sounds good, try Regions Life Banking.
Stay ready for the if in life. Regions Bank embrace the if in life.
Welcome back to the Inferno Podcast. This week in Blazer Nation, of course, always brought to you by Children's of Alabama. Tons of events this week. We're in full swing, as you know, with what's going on. The highlight of the week, if you will, for men's basketball, because they get an exhibition game against Vanderbilt. So important. You just heard the guys talk about it. That'll be Thursday at 6:30. Don't get confused thinking 7 or 7:30. 6:30 tip-off for UAB men's basketball exhibition against Vanderbilt. The same day at 7 o'clock, UAB women's soccer is taking on Temple. Also, the UAB men's tennis team is in the American Conference Tournament, as is the women's, of course. That'll be going Thursday through the weekend. On the 24th, Friday, UAB women's bowling against SHU. Also, a softball exhibition against Wallace State, who's very good in softball, obviously, right up the road. That's at 4 o'clock on Friday. UAB men's soccer at Florida Atlantic, but Florida Atlantic, a big one, as they're number 20 in the country. But we all know what the men's soccer team did against North Carolina. So that's going to be a great game as well. UAB volleyball against Temple will be 6 o'clock as well on Friday. So tons of events just Friday alone. Rifle team takes on North Georgia on the 25th. As we get to the 26th, women's soccer versus Florida Atlantic at 12, and then women's soccer against USF, South Florida, at 1 o'clock as well. So a doubleheader there. Men's basketball exhibition again next week against Western Kentucky. Men's soccer as well against FIU, and then women's soccer, a busy slate, 14 events at Memphis at 7 o'clock. So a great chance to follow all the UAB sports and get a really good feel for your teams that you support here at UAB. Good luck to all those teams as we get ready. We appreciate you watching the Inferno podcast, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for watching.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.